Ah, you want to get out? Tell me. Oh, what you going to do? Mel, what you going to do? You want to get out? Mel, let's get down. Y'all can see us. I know you can see, Mel. There's the camera right there. Go ahead. Hit him. Ah, hit him with it. Ah, what?
I feel like I got to dance a little funkier today. Get down on it.
Oh, wait. What camera she's in?
This one? Honestly, I'm playing all the cameras, Tony.
You're over my head. Okay, she's going all of them.
Yeah. Come I'm so down. Modern with my dancing. I don't even know how to dance to this music anymore. Like, what do you
I'm
even
so
do?
Modern.
Do you just like
I don't know.
Shuffle?
You do one of the
shuffle.
You wanted a TikTok deal. How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance?
Yeah. By standing on the wall. Hey, you
Pebbles,
used to do this dance?
Up. Pebbles gotta match you.
This is a dance, right? whatever that is.
Pebbles, there needs to be a camera on you too. On me?
There should
yeah,
be
we gotta get the
in
camera
there.
In there on Pebble so I can see Pebble imitate what Melody does. Melody doesn't move. Pebble, you got to match it.
There's one in here, but it's not on.
Oh you got to turn that on.
I don't know how to turn it on.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure
Brian,
Pebbles.
Get down here. Turn this thing on for Pebble.
Pebble, not Pebbles. Sorry.
Yeah, no, not Pebble. Yeah, Pebbles is the yes. artist I was talking about. Pebbles.
It's oh, got you.
Yeah, it's multiple Pebbles.
I love
multiple.
It. Well, we were talking Bucks Talk. We got a few talk to text. And, of course, you can hit us up on the talk and text line 800-990-3776. Is that how you say it? I want to say it like
some
you.
People say it different. Homer says 990-3776. Dario, when he's in here, hates people using zero as O.
Oh, why?
He said O's a letter. He's like, O's a letter. It's not a number.
But it looks like an O. I mean, Dario's listen, so funny.
Yeah, Dario's a little weird that way. He doesn't like O.
That's funny.
He says 990-3776, not 990.
I mean, hey, he's particular. I respect it. Well, we do have a few talk to text. Well, first off, going back to my story that I did for the top three at three, John in 414 had two talk to text. The first one, what happens if the Mavs get the first pick in the lottery? That fine doesn't even matter then. Do you agree?
The fine don't matter anyway.
Period. You don't think?
Yeah, no, it's just not enough money. But I told you why. Owners are the ones who kind of like, oh, well, okay, that'd be good with that because it's a slap on the hand.
Right.
So when they mess up, they'll expect a slap on the hand.
Right.
And they won't expect anything harsh like taking away a draft pick. That's like, you got to do something real bad to get a draft pick taken away.
Mm. Well, and John in 414 also followed up with, does the play-in tournament offer even more benefit to the higher seeded since the incoming lower team has been playing games this week and have far less rest? What do you think? So you know what? That's actually a really good question in general, even for the playoffs.
Right.
Let's say for the teams that sweep or get done earlier and then are resting, do you think it's better to be in that position where you have all of this rest, or do you think keep the momentum going? I've always wondered how you feel as an athlete about that.
Well, there are two situations. The first one you talked about with the play-in, like mm-hmm. the teams that are playing now. So,
yeah.
You know, the Bulls and the Heat, they played a couple of days ago. They're going to play tonight. So
right.
They got a day rest in between.
With travel.
That's normal NBA play, though. You're going to have you have times where you have a day in between.
Right.
So that's nothing new or out of the ordinary for them. But as you say, then they'll have to come into a series with the Bucks, but they'll also it's only Friday. The game is what Sunday, right? So they'll have another day. I mean, again, it's typical NBA, whatever. We play every other day. We play every other 2 days. A couple of back to backs here and there. I don't think that's too out of the ordinary. The thing is, if you're playing well, it's good, right?
What's good?
It's good to continue to play or
momentum.
Have these
yeah,
games. Like say Chicago wasn't playing great, which they were coming into the play-in tournament. They were already playing well,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's good for them now. They want to continue that.
Yep.
But let's just say they backdoored themselves into the play-in tournament, weren't playing well. Well, now you got a couple games to try to get that
right
before you step into a series with the number one seed. Either way, you're probably not going to beat the number one seed. I don't even know what... I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know what the how many times the number one seed has lost to the eight. I know Seattle did it once back in the day, but
Thunder, I remember, I forget who,
I can't remember too many times that the number eight has beaten number one. So either way, you're probably getting smacked anyway. I mean, the question is, are you going to win a game? That's
right.
The real question.
Right.
You know, probably the only question. Are you going to win one game or are you going to get swept? So with what we're thinking the Bucks are going to be, and I'm going to just tell you right now, I crowned them when they made the Jay Crowder trade. I said, when they got Jay Crowder, that's it.
Yeah.
It's over. I don't see outside of a major injury to Giannis, Drew Holiday, somebody like that. that they're going to lose in a 7-game series. I can't see somebody beating the Bucks 4 times. It's just hard to envision. Now, obviously, anything can happen, but right now, sitting here today, it's very hard for me to see that happen. It just because of, you know, how they are, just because of Giannis, and he can just dominate a game. No matter what you're doing to him, he can just take over. Drew Holiday, we've seen him when Giannis was out, step up and go crazy. So he has that ability in him. He doesn't even use it half the time. So beating the Bucks in a 7-game series is going to be hard, and much less one of these teams in the 8th, 9th position doing it. Ain't going to happen. Well, hey, welcome to Sweep Town. Thank you for beating whoever you beat, Heat or the Bulls, whichever one you win. Congratulations. Now you're about to get swept.
So then to answer John and 414's question, do you feel as if the play-in tournament does offer more benefit to those teams that are resting right now?
And that's the other thing. So during regular play, right, so the rounds start, right, and let's just say the Bucks sweep this first round. Now they probably have to, maybe they wait a couple days because, you know, the 4-5 matchup below them is waiting to finish.
Well, right.
You know, it could be a week.
Another.
It could be a week off.
They finish. Yeah,
If you end it quick and say they go to 6 or 7 games,
right,
it's going to be a week, right?
Right.
So now you're sitting around for a week. And for me, I always hated that because if you're playing well, now you got to sit around a week.
Right.
You know, you play, that's when you get rusty.
Right.
And it's going to get more dangerous in that second round. You're facing a young Cleveland team. They don't have a lot of playoff experience, so that right there tells me they probably can't beat the Bucks, even as talented as their roster is. Can't do it. You have to have gone through that playoff grind a couple of times, and this is something I've said years ago when the Bucks were going through it and they couldn't win, and I get a lot of hate when,
like, the 18-19 season when we reached the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right, when you got, I'm like, the Bucks, they don't have the experience.
Not
they cannot
the
get through
no.
the playoffs.
But that helps. We needed that.
Exactly. You needed that. Now you had that.
Yep.
Now you go out and win. But that's exactly what I was trying to tell people, and they always get mad. Oh, you're a hater. You're this. I'm not a hater. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing
and
what I saw happen. They needed that experience, the losing experience. They need to be in the playoffs and feel and understand what they are, so they can go ahead and win it next.
Yep. Yep.
They didn't have it then, right?
Yep.
Another team had more experience than them, and they went through it before.
Yep.
So it's just something that you have to be in, and now the Bucks are there. So they don't have that, which is why, like I said, when they got Crowder, that was it for me. I was like, I don't see a way that they get beat.
Now, let me ask you, though, about the Sacramento Kings. Do you see...
Sacramento's up and coming. I take it back. They got some good players, but they're up and coming. But go ahead. What are you going to ask me about?
They're the 2 seed out west.
Yep.
I actually feel very nervous for them.
Sacramento's the three seed
out west. Sorry.
Yep.
I feel very nervous for them because I don't feel like they have the experience that you speak on.
They're not
such a high seed. I actually could see that being one where they do get eliminated in the first round.
Well, I mean, they're playing the Warriors, so right there.
That's what I'm saying.
Mean, you know how much experience they have, that team. Plus, they're getting Wiggins back, who they desperately needed. They were struggling late, but that's because Wiggins does a lot for that team. I mean, people don't understand. He's another good defender. Another 6'7", you know, wing defender who's very good, but he also can score. So they were missing him dearly, and now he's going to be back. That's one of those things where, you know, you get a player like Wiggins back for the playoffs.
Right.
You're in a bad seed. The Warriors are not a 6 seed with
that
full squad.
They're the reigning champs. I mean,
come on. Yeah, with that full squad, they're not a 6 seed. So the Kings, who haven't been in the playoffs for forever, they get a bad break. With that matchup, they would have probably been better
with the Lakers.
You know, or even going against the Clippers or something. I don't know, but
well, it was such a mad dash for those teams to not be in the play-in. I thought that it would have been best for them to play the Lakers if the Lakers would have gotten that 6th seed and didn't have to do the play-in and all that. But I think it would have been a horrible look on the Warriors to be a part of that play-in situation, just with them being, not that that matters, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's only because what we think of the Warriors, right? Like, when you think of the Warriors,
they're a legacy team at this point.
Right. So it's not like you're not looking at them like how they've been this year. And they've struggled.
They've had some
struggles, but they've got guys out. I'm telling you, when you got a guy like that, Wiggins missing, that's a big, big miss.
Well, and it's the same thing for the season prior. I mean, that's why they performed as poorly as they did. I mean, the first year that Chase Center was open, I don't even know if they reached 500. Like, they had a horrible, horrible first season in that arena. So to your point, they've always got the pieces, but injuries are riddling them, et cetera. And so I think we always are looking at the Warriors' legacy and less at the current team. But to your point, they get Wiggins back. Bad break for Sacramento.
Yeah, and the Bucks are going to be in that situation too soon. Like right now, their roster's still good. They have that still that championship pedigree. Like people, okay,
right. The core.
The Bucks are the favorites. Yeah, they're always going to put the Bucks in there as championship contenders, just because of who they are and what they've been able to do the last few years. You know, getting the number one seed, the best overall record, all that stuff. But they're going to have to continue to make moves and keep that roster, relevant up there, because teams are always getting better. Like I said, already in the East, like Cleveland's got a much better roster.
Oh my gosh,
Atlanta improved their roster. These teams up and down are continuing to get better. Now, the Celtics were playing lights out earlier. Now, they're the number two seed, so the Bucks, Bucks won't have to see them until the conference finals. But
if we see them in the
conference finals. Yeah, that's the first time they would see them, conference finals. So they also didn't get the Sixers in their bracket either, so that's good. So you're not going to have a second round matchup with the Sixers, because Sixers are dangerous. I mean, no matter what you want to say, they're dangerous. And I'll tell you right now, Joel Embiid is one guy who I've seen play Giannis very, very well.
One of the very few.
Yep. But he's got the size and the mobility.
Yes, he does.
So it's very. I mean, that matchup right there kind of bothers me a little bit.
That's actually the one out East that does bother me. So I appreciate you saying that. Oh, yeah, that's the only one. Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk. Who knows what we're going to talk about next, man? We're going to probably continue some more Bucks. I got a couple more questions on this NBA stuff. And we got to talk NBA when we got Melanie Ricks in the house. What's your official title over there?
So I am the in-game host.
In-game host.
Yeah.
In-game host. Now, do you have another? Is somebody with you on that?
Yeah, so I have two co-hosts.
Yeah, I was going to say it's two. Yeah,
yeah. Shout out Mondo and Jackie. Yeah.
Three. Okay, three hosts in there holding up. Nice. All right, we'll get back to some more Bucks talk. And Bucks talk. Speaking of Bucks talks, I ain't going to say nothing now, but we'll be back, guys.